order to acknowledge that the press and the public were duly notified of the meeting in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. No guests need to speak. Okay. Anyone need this?
No, I have one right here.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. Would you like to read one?
I made sure everybody got one, so that's the extra one, Patrick.
Trying to figure out why I'm not getting stuff coming up, saying I don't have a Wi-Fi connection.
Oh, no.
And I do have, and I just looked at some stuff on Wi-Fi. So what's the deal?
Oh, and now I don't have to send it to anything. I just put save and it automatically goes. Yeah, I'm back to
normal.
Good. So we're fine.
Okay, next order of business, approval of the minutes of June 7th.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, raise your hand.
Aye.
Aye.
You also need to speak, so get it on the record.
Aye.
Aye.
On the reporting.
Okay, no citizens' comments, old business, and none. We got the letter from Linda, thank you, Linda.
Norma Jean.
Norma
what
Jean.
Did I say?
You said Linda. But that's okay, it was a compliment, thank you.
Yeah. she wanted to acknowledge two people went above and beyond.
Robert Acero and Rick Daugherty, who helped out with a lot of work, maintenance kinds of activities throughout the island. They've helped to fill in the gaps, and then also some installation of some things.
The water fountain.
Yes,
right.
At the Front Beach restrooms and also here at City Hall.
I'll make a motion that we recommend to council that both Robert Acero and Ricky Daugherty be employees of the month.
Second.
All in favor, say it.
Discussion?
Yes.
What's the process for employees of the month? Is it any time the department director decides? I mean, do we have
department
one?
Head, department
we don't
head.
Have one every month.
No,
right?
No.
No, it's kind of an
this has nothing
thing.
To do with Leola's.
No.
No.
Okay.
Nope.
And really, it's not something that has to be approved by the committee or by council. It's really something where the department manager makes a recommendation to the city administrator, and then it's announced by council.
That's
so
why I was
yeah, so
okay.
There really
so
isn't
really don't need
no,
that.
You really
put
don't need
motion.
That. It's more that this gives public play to their accomplishments. They're recognized in city council as well, and then the city has the ability to reward these employees for being named employee of the month as
okay.
well. So you know, they get a little bit of a reward from the city for it.
But every department head has the option of doing
yes.
it when okay. I just didn't.
There
I knew we hadn't had one in a long time.
There is
time.
A written procedure.
Okay.
Yes.
For
it. It's in the personnel manual. So
okay.
you
kind
can
of recognize above and beyond
mm-hmm.
duty and just, you know, get a special pat on the back. I think that's not.
And then it goes in their
warm.
File.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It goes in their file so that.
I don't see how they do everything they do.
I don't either.
Because they keep the rec center looking really great, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
And then to take on all of these other things, it's amazing. And they're nice guys.
They are.
I mean,
they're
they always good. Have a smile on their face,
yeah.
and they say hello, and they remember your name and your
right.
dog's name. I mean, these are two very special people. So I think, I just didn't know what the process was. I didn't know why it was coming to us.
Yeah, just more than anything, just to give them the recognition.
So we don't really have to vote on it.
Right.
Okay.
I withdrew my motion.
I withdraw the second. We all agree they deserve it.
Okay, and that will go on to city council.
Yes,
okay.
You will announce it as part of your report.
Okay, very good. Going on to new business, I asked for this to be raised. Ever since Ms. Tucker announced this at a board meeting, how she thought it was unfortunate that we were getting really vitriolic comments on social media at a council meeting. And so I've approached Administrator Tucker and the attorney, Halverson, and I'm concerned some of the feedback that I've been getting about the vitriol on social media. And this would be for all elected and appointed officials that we, I'm suggesting that at least we have a discussion, and it should start in personnel because it has to deal with personnel, to make a recommendation that we develop a code of ethics, and particularly when we're coming into an election season, to caution any, all of those involved to be professional, be ethical, be careful of the mudslinging, if you will, particularly if it gets personal. And I've seen some, and I don't care to bring it up right now, but I think it needs to be stopped, and I think we need to throw up a red flag to all elected officials that to consider decorum and respectful behavior towards each other and towards situations.
And I would just like to clarify for the record, Mayor Pro Tem Harrington's referring to Julia Tucker when he talks about it having been brought up in a council meeting. And so it wasn't that I brought it forward. It was that Julia Tucker, no relation to me, brought it forward.
Well, I've been approached by several people saying that, you know, it's really unfortunate what's being said. And so when I first, this was a month or so, 2 months ago maybe, and I spoke to Attorney Halverson, and she said that she would give me some boilerplate and that initially she said that what was under consideration in Mount Pleasant was way too cumbersome and beyond us. Well, they've really reduced it significantly. And down into the two pages that...
it was about six, I think.
Yeah, that Maria sent you. Did you have a chance to read through it? Any comments?
Well, you know, maybe I'm just not geared into the right social media sites, but I haven't been inundated with vitriolic comments.
It's out there.
Do you have to go search for it? I mean, if you're not on that Facebook page, then you don't get it. If I could,
I'd say that if it's something that's out there and is, in my opinion, is coming from an elected official directed towards another elected official, it should not be there.
Okay, but do you think you have to have a code of conduct to stop that?
I'm open to suggestions. How would you do it?
Well, I think have a conversation
with
the person that's doing it.
Well, I don't think that would work.
I mean, you're taking a whole procedure for nine people. I mean, is this half the council? Is this one person on the council? Is this, I mean, to me, we're kind of
I would say it's several people, and it doesn't take but 5 minutes of your time to read this, and even less time to sign it. This needs to be, there are a few things in here that
I just don't see our council as unethical or unruly. I'm sorry.
Well,
but I think this was put in place for Mount Pleasant, because if you've been to their meetings, you could see why this might be necessary. We have a state ethics procedure.
So we should refer everything to the state ethics commission?
Well, I think that if you want something in writing, it's there.
Well,
I don't want to accuse nine members of our city council being unethical or unruly. If it's one or two, or if it's half or whatever it is, but I'm just not aware of a totally unethical, unruly set of council members.
Well, what I'd like to suggest is that we don't say that we're accusing anyone, but take a proactive approach, that this is the kind of conduct that we want to tell our our voters and our citizens, our constituents, that this is the behavior they can expect of us.
They should already know that.
Well, I understand that, but I have seen some vitriol, so is Marty. And I think we all should be held to, acknowledge that we should be held to a high standard, and not do what Mount Pleasant is doing. I've had several complaints to me as chair of the personnel committee, and I've asked them to please forward these to me, and they have. It's not always an official that's involved, but they're naming officials. It's not one official towards another, but it's in the social media that other members of council are on that is doing the mudslinging.
No, wait a minute, I don't understand. You mean residents are making the statements?
Yes.
Then how does this, that is a code of conduct for council members, going to eliminate
that? So that we don't get caught up into that, because they're being mentioned, other council members are being mentioned.
But the council members themselves are not doing this.
Well, I think they have.
Not in writing or not. I mean, I'm not understanding what you're saying. Patrick,
I would venture to say that if you looked hard enough, you would be able to find some.
But you would have to look hard and fast. I'm just not understanding.
Well,
I'm not aware.
The whole thing of social media is people do look deep into those things. Someone doesn't read just the last comment, they're going to go,
we already have a code of social media, don't we? Don't we have
for employees.
Have a social media policy.
Policy. So I would think we're talking more about social media than we are talking about conduct of council members in their workings on committees and council. This to me is what you would do to control guidelines and standards for the meetings and for not being drunk and disorderly, you know, in the public and those sorts of things. I think what you're trying to, and maybe we do need something stating the use of social media, etc. Because I think that's what you're talking about, right?
Well,
you're not talking about our meetings, are you?
I am not talking about the meetings.
But
I'm thinking we're getting into an election season and people are going to be campaigning, and I think they ought to be reminded that there's conduct that we expect of all public and appointed officials, elected and appointed officials.
I think that statement can be made without going into developing a code of conduct for elected and appointed officials, because we already have a state code of conduct for elected officials.
Because we have a state code, okay.
Yes, we already have a state code.
Well, perhaps we need to do a comparison of the state code against this code and see if there are any similarities.
I think the state code is much more in depth than this one is.
I can't speak to that.
Well, I thought I would pull out the...
I read it a couple of weeks ago.
You're talking about State Ethics Commission?
Yeah.
Well, then I might suggest that we provide hard copies of that to all the council members. They can either read it or not read it.
Right. You can do that. Just bring it. If you want to bring to the attention that you're going into a campaign and you're trying to prevent the mudslinging, but I don't think anything written or not written is going to stop private citizens from saying things, and I don't think an elected official can prevent private citizens from doing whatever they're going to do.
A private citizen says something disparaging and an elected official agrees with them, where are you then?
Well,
where does that fall within the gray line?
Do you recall?
Well, what if they disagree with them?
Well, they have
every right to agree or disagree, right?
And it's part of our responsibility to keep folks on the right track and give them the facts.
Right.
not see something as distorted and agree with it.
I agree with
if
that.
If something's
but
distorted,
I don't,
we need to.
Right, but I think these, if you want to bring this to the attention of the council, I think you certainly can. But I just don't see the need for creating a code of conduct when there is a state one. Because that, to me, is saying you're accusing the council of being unethical or unruly, and I don't think we are.
Well, I think we are.
You think we are? As a body, we are?
I definitely believe that that has occurred. Miss Julia Tucker's comments were not made in a vacuum. And I'm thinking we all need to be reminded of professional conduct. And so this is a standard. It's not an accusation. But this is what we're telling the public and we're telling the officials, elected and appointed, that this is the conduct that we expect. To me, there's not a whole lot of teeth in this anyway, but it, I would like to, if in fact we, we can put a stop to this, and it is happening.
How are you going to put a stop to it?
Well, then I think that the people that are engaged in this, if in fact, up to this point, but after we set this standard, and then they abridge that, then they will either be reprimanded or some kind of penalty that we impose.
But we already have that in the state code.
I just sent you all the link to the rules of conduct for the State Ethics Commission. Desiree, I didn't send it to
you and
Marie, but if you want me to, I can.
My machine's been plugged in all day.
You're at 34%.
And it can, but it's gone down all day.
Yeah.
Well, because you're using it. So.
Yeah. So you're sucking power as you're charging.
They may not disclose confidential information. I think that's one of the things that's in here.
That's the thing.
Businesses.
Yeah, it came with a big one.
Yeah, I think some of conflict of interest and not taking. I think those are
the
kind of general things. What I'm talking about is name calling, which I've seen directly name calling, and I think if that is perpetrated by a member, elected or appointed official, we as the rest of the body have an obligation—not just the right, but the obligation—to put a stop to it. Have you not seen any of that, Sandra, where officials are calling other people names?
No.
Okay. Have you, Ms.
Where Pace? Do I find it?
And I have. There's a site called, and I see if I, it's a Facebook Neighborhoods. I've asked to be on it, but they won't let me on it. But people have sent them several articles, and there's this kind of like
what
a battle
site?
Going.
I must not be on
Isle of Palms Neighbors, I think is what you're referring to, right?
Yeah.
I'm on an IOP neighborhood site, but
so
I haven't seen.
Yeah.
Different.
But
okay, then
there's a lot of them out there.
Okay, then.
Yeah. And I've asked to be on it just because I've got onto this project, but you need permission from the person that's running it, and she will not put me on. But we have other employees here on staff that have access to it. They have shared some of those with me.
Then it would seem that the disparaging conduct is with that site.
But
well, it's kind of like saying a newspaper, it's the newspaper's fault that they publish an article that someone else wrote. I mean, it's. They've got some culpability there. I think what we need to do is bring it up in council, make sure they have access to the governmental code of ethics, and we'll see what happens. And I think a good segue into that is to, you know, mention that we're coming upon an election cycle, and we're a very good island. We've, you know, done very well in the past. We need to keep up our good reputation. And I'll tell you, I've talked to people that say, hey, I've watched your meetings, and they are nothing like.
I know. That's Pleasant. Why I was shocked at this, right. Because I thought right. You were comparing us to Mount Pleasant.
Don't say. I mean, I'm not shocked at anything anymore. I've been around a long time, but you don't see everything that's going on. And there is an element on this island that's. I'll call them very angry people.
Well, we've all
wanted to lash out.
Just in the time that I've lived on the island, I know we had another group that was mad about how big the houses were becoming, so they formed a neighborhood association, I think. Wasn't that one of them? And they were very angry. And
I don't think they were calling people names.
I don't know. Like I said,
I was here. They weren't.
I don't know. I can't speak to what you're talking about because I haven't seen it. I'm not part of that, so I guess that's my naivete in thinking that I'm not going to seek out that kind of garbage, and I would hope that the majority of our council isn't going to seek out that kind of garbage, and I don't think we can control free speech, even though we may not agree with it.
So you don't agree with the code of conduct, or?
I think that we already have a set of rules set by the state. And for us to try to dictate a person's conscience and the way they deem to conduct themselves is not going to be controlled by a code of conduct. I would hope that the 9 members of our council are above that. Now you're telling me.
They have not been.
Is it half of the council? Is it one person on the council? I mean, you're kind of grouping us all together as a bunch of unethical spewing.
No one has said grouping everyone
but
together.
But if you have a code of conduct for the entire council, that is what you're saying.
And we have a Pledge of Allegiance, and we all say that at the beginning of every meeting. It's a standard type thing. It's what you do. We're bound to a code of ethics.
Yes, we are, by the state.
Okay. All of us are.
Right.
So I guess we just need to remind people.
Yeah, that there is a code of conduct that is established by the state of South Carolina. But to actually come forward and do one specifically for the Isle of Palms based on a social media site and what those residents wish to put on that site, I think it's two different things.
Maybe I didn't express myself very well. What I'm saying is that I have had citizens come to me, and we had one come to the council and make a public statement.
Then they're going on that site and seeing it?
And with Julia Tucker, she said, this is really unfortunate.
Then why are they going on that site to look at it?
Well, I have no idea individually.
Well, because they're a member of that site, I would imagine.
Well, probably because
the site's made just for that.
Right. There are other things on the site that they're finding useful, and then they happen to see comments.
And no one's being accusatory, but what I think and what's important to me as chair of the personnel committee is that we tell elected and appointed officials that we and our public that this is what we adhere to. It's not an accusation, but these are the standards. And for the Isle of Palms, elected officials and appointed officials that we are going to live by. Obviously, there's a state ethics commission, but these are the set of standards that citizens can expect us as elected officials and appointed officials to adhere to. And I don't see that as accusatory. I think it sends a message, particularly going in, as Councilmember Kelly said, going into an election cycle where people are going to be doing campaigning, they're going to be inviting people to homes and talking about their issues. I want to make sure that the comments that I've been hearing are not replicated to me again.
But if the persons that are making those comments are present at those meetings, how are you going to stop those people from making those comments?
Well,
you can't.
I want to answer that. Yes, I think we can. If, in fact, beyond the state ethics code, if we have our own code, we can, for lack of a better term, we can hold our own appointed elected officials' feet to the fire based on our specific code. And I would like to see, even you know, in terms of, I brought this up for discussion, that there be an avenue for discipline for those that are not going to, like you say, Councilman Friends, that some members, in terms of free speech, are going to say have every right to challenge the efficacy or behavior of another council member. Well, I think if it's done, you know, with decorum, that's fine. But if it's done with hurtful or abusive terminology, I don't think that is warranted in our city council.
And I'm sorry, but I guess I'm just naive because I haven't seen it, I haven't heard it. I'm reacting to the fact that.
Is there anyone in this room that has not seen it besides Sandy Friends, this kind of behavior we're talking about in social media?
So you're all on that site?
They've all.
What happens with me is that at times that comments are made on various social media sites about anything related to the city, whether it's related to a city employee, whether it's related to a city service, whether it's related to a city social media issue or a problem. If people who see it think that it might be concerning to me and that I might not know it, often they will screenshot it and send it to me in a communication and say something on the order of, did not know whether or not you were aware that this chatter was happening. So I guess because I have been on the island for more than 40 years and, you know, have done a lot of community service, there are an awful lot of people out there surfing these social media sites, not me, because frankly I don't have time enough for my own personal one, much less, you know, surfing everybody else's. But because of concern for the city, for its employees, for city council, and just well-being, they will send it to me to say, you know, this is going on behind your back, thought you ought to know.
What is the name of the site? I'll see if I can get on.
It's more than one site. There are
send
numerous,
me the list of all the sites.
Well,
I don't know them.
I don't. I'm not on them all.
Well, what ones are you all talking about? Because I don't have.
I'd be glad to give it. It's the Facebook neighborhood.
I think you're Facebook. Speaking about the Isle of Palms Neighbors one.
I'm on Isle of Palms Neighbors.
And I thought that you were. And what happens with these sites, just so that everyone understands how they operate, because I'm as challenged as the next person with them, but it's not just what gets posted.
I'm on Isle of Palms Next Door.
Okay.
That's what I'm on.
The one I think that you're speaking about is Isle of Palms Neighbors. And it's not just what gets posted. It's what people say in response to those posts. So unless one is clicking on the comments section, let's say somebody posts a picture, let's just pick an example, of two employees working on a meter down, or a kiosk down at the front beach. So it's just an innocent picture of two employees working on a kiosk. And then if you click on the comments, then it might say, why does it take two employees to do this work? How many hours were they there? What else could, I wonder how much they're costing us. So you have to follow the comments threads under these initial postings in order to really get the gist of,
sounds like,
you know,
people have too much time on their hands.
Well,
because I don't have time to do it.
And I'm not, you know, weighing
right,
in on that
I,
one
right.
way. But the point I'm making is that it's more the comments, I think, than it is the necessarily the posts themselves.
And what you're saying, Patrick, is that there are members of council that weigh in on these comments?
Exactly. And they won't even let me get on the site. But there are other people that I'm aware of that share that information with me because I've not been granted permission. And I guess, you know, social media or not, I think we need, as chair of this committee, to have a standard that we can hold council and elected and appointed officials to, and we remind them that of their responsibility. And I brought this up to the mayor, I brought it up to the city administrator, I brought it up to the attorney, and I discussed it with citizens. I think it's long overdue that we have this, and particularly now that we're going into an election season, and I think I'm getting redundant here. So what I'd like to do is entertain a motion that we take this to city council to for discussion, for our attorney to draw up a code of conduct that's consistent with other municipalities. And I would also like, what I don't see in the Mount Pleasant proposal, and I would certainly entertain some discussion on, is what are the consequences? Like right now, if in fact you start talking about me in the social media, or what recourse do I have to, I don't want to get into a contest, a name-calling contest
right.
with you, but how is it that our body control each other, or make sure that this kind of conduct is not going to be tolerated?
I'll second that motion for discussion. The discussion I would have is, okay, so now we have a code of conduct. We're going to have a set of rules and regulations that you abide by. If you don't abide by those rules and regulations, then there's penalties and or some other form of discipline. What body is going to determine that this has happened? How do we get out of defamation suits? Where does the freedom of information come into all of this? Those are just questions I have, just generally.
And
I don't think freedom
of
information
has
anything to do with it. Certainly, individuals.
I think that's why we're
going to
refer to our attorney to see what makes sense and what's legal.
Okay, so what's legal in the form of a code of conduct, and then what body is going to actually this discipline?
Yeah, I think we have to police ourselves. We can't leave that up to the administrator. She can't be disciplining elected officials, but I think elected officials can oversee the conduct of all other officials, be that, you know, as progressive, it's being sanctioned publicly, or that up to and including a vote for some kind of other stronger measure. Can you give me some examples of that, Linda?
You mean of
what in municipal associations, like if in fact you have a rogue council member that's just gone off the tracks, have you encountered anything like that?
Well, I've never worked for a group that's gotten that bad. I don't have really any firsthand experience, but I have read about and seen cases where efforts have been made to remove someone from office that was, you know, violating attendance rules or, you know, causing.
But we have no attendance rules.
No.
Yeah.
Well, there actually is something in the code that speaks to attendance.
Oh, really?
But But the point is, there are occasions where sanctions are made and people are removed, the recommendation for removal from office is made.
We currently have four elected officials that have been suspended in the state. Somewhat analogous, I would think we would have some kind of authority, if you will, for city council to, in the event that we had a rogue member or an appointed official that goes off the wheels there, off the tracks, that there is some way to publicly let them know that this conduct won't be tolerated if it continues. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what teeth we can put into it, but I think we need to actually, have the authority to police our own, because you don't have the authority.
I'll say that I don't know. You don't know. Patrick doesn't know. That's why we're going to give it to our attorney. And she can either say, you can do this, but there's no way you can enforce it, or she's going to say, you can do it and you can enforce it. I think we need to let her take a look at it and give us her legal opinion. That's why we got her.
So here's the...
That's going to cost us money.
Yeah, here... Correct. And I think it's important enough that we do this. But here's the motion that I'd like.
We already have a motion and a second.
You made your motion.
Okay.
You want me to read it back?
Yes, please.
The motion was to take to city council for discussion and for the attorney, code, and for the attorney to draw up one consistent with other local municipalities, as well as repercussions to those who don't honor it.
I like it. Well, any more discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Okay, consideration of appointment to fill unexpired term of Noel Scott on the Planning Commission. His term expires the end of this year.
But he has already resigned.
Yes.
So he's not in the...
Serving.
Yeah, right.
He's not serving it.
Right. Do we need... Do you see a need to bring someone on temporarily?
I would say if you're thinking that whomever you would bring on temporarily would get reappointed to the next term, that, the Planning Commission has been and is involved in, some significant work, and it's better for them to have a full complement of membership. So if we have somebody in mind for the role and you think it might be somebody that you'd reappoint, then I would say, go ahead and fill it.
Have we advertised for the vacancy to fill the unexpired?
Next week or the week after.
Okay.
For all of them, though?
Yes.
Yeah. That's for all of the...
Yeah, for all the positions.
All the positions, not just this one.
Can we add the expired term?
Well,
instead of waiting for January.
I'm saying, can we advertise that we have a vacancy
we
to
can
fill
do both.
Immediately?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can do both.
But Administrator Tucker's suggestion is, don't go through the process twice. We can maybe need...
No, I think that's what she's saying.
Our next meeting...
You're both in the same...
We consider set up interviews for prospective...
I hope we get them.
Yes, I would tell you all, if you know people who are interested in being more involved with the city, this is a perfect opportunity for them to apply to be considered for positions on boards and commissions. It is often the stepping stone for people becoming more involved in serving on council and things. So,
by the way, the list that I gave you in the meeting packet, after I have contacted all these people who want to be reappointed, and Melinda Mitchell has withdrawn her name. Everyone else has said yes.
Okay. Who would you?
Melinda
Mitchell.
Tell me that Elizabeth Campson said she would.
Elizabeth
like
Campson,
to stay
I think,
on,
has said she would be happy to stay on Bozeman.
Bozeman.
Yeah.
Bozeman.
Yeah, she wants Bozeman.
I figured she'd like that when she got that.
So the time frame would be that we would interview in October like we normally do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then that person would come on in November?
No. Oh, for
well,
the
planning. I would think to fill the resignation, the vacancy, the part-time vacancy, I'd say we could interview them probably any time.
You don't have to do interviews in October.
No.
You can do them sooner than that if you want to.
I think what Linda was saying is whoever is appointed to fill that vacancy should be appointed.
Be reappointed, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For the following term as well.
And, we really have had two people to add their name to the pool in 3 years. So
that's the point. The ad is not very effective.
Right.
It's more word of mouth. It's more, you know, somebody asking somebody, would you be interested in being considered? I would caution you against saying, would you serve them? Because that implies that there isn't any competition and that, you know, if their name's brought forward, it's a slam dunk. So I would just say, would you be interested in competing for a position on Planning Commission or being considered or something?
And I know that the Planning Commission has completed their major project and is going to meet with us, on the 4th?
Next week.
So, you know, filling that position is not going to affect the project that they have worked on. So, you know, it's like, and I don't know what other project they have coming down the pike after that. So to try to fill Noel's spot right away because of the December, I don't see the emergency in it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rather than going through the whole process. And have it do...
Let's let the process proceed as it is, as it's going.
Because it just, just not... I mean, they're at the end of...
Because whoever we appoint is going to... That should be 20. It's going to take back January.
Right.
January.
To get there.
January.
Have we heard from Mr. Denton or Ms. Stafford?
I have not done that yet. I was off Friday and it's been a hectic week so far, but I'll get it done before the week's out.
Could you at least contact us?
Sure. I will anticipate everybody to say yes, because like I said, we got yes from everybody but Melinda Mitchell.
Ron Denton
We've
has
had
been
her
on the Planning
for
Commission
years
for how
and
many
years.
Years?
Yeah. I'm sorry?
Ron Denton has been on the Planning Commission for how many years?
I can't tell
he
you
was
that.
On
Good
when
long
I was on
time.
It.
Good one.
Yeah.
As was Noel.
My feeling is that I haven't heard anything that they would not stay on. I mean, I haven't heard anything, but
I have not either.
Okay.
So we'll just go ahead and try to get the word out that we have
openings.
We'll make sure that gets on the city council agenda as well. For a city council meeting.
What gets on the city council
that
agenda?
To be aware that there's...
We want, just so public knowledge.
Just that it's upcoming.
I think you could say it in
your
report.
Yeah, I think in your report.
Yeah.
You could emphasize
and ask for
that.
To really talk to people and have them...
Okay.
Yeah.
And I can post it on the city's website and Facebook.
Great.
Okay, so is these the only...
Yes,
okay,
these are
so
the
we
only
really only
in
have
the pool.
One that's actually empty right now. That's Noel.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Right.
So if everybody else stays on, we're just looking for one?
That would
okay.
be well, true if all of the, if we
well,
reappoint well, all these people.
We don't necessarily have to reappoint.
No.
Right, that's
but there's
got
to be a reason
right.
not to reappoint.
There are you could say there are three vacancies right now.
Three?
Yeah, Ron Denton.
There will be
Lisa's
three,
there will be three at the end of the year.
Right now we only have one.
And if they stay on, then it'd only be one.
This guy needs to be appointed somewhere.
Well, all of these would be empty at the end of the year.
No.
Yes, they are. They have to be reappointed.
Right.
They all have to,
everybody on that list has to be...
There's this...
No, everybody on the list. ATAX, bonus.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody whose terms expire.
Their terms expire, right.
Okay.
Okay. And so far, we just have the candidate pool that we have here. We don't have anybody else.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
So, can we talk about a possibility for a meeting? Next meeting?
September 6th.
If we stay on the schedule with the first Wednesday, it's the 6th of September.
At 2 o'clock, so.
Can we make that?
Public Works is in the morning.
It's a little late, tight for me to get here on Wednesdays. Can we make it 3 o'clock?
It's fine with me.
Yeah, is it okay with you guys?
For next month or permanently?
Permanently.
Okay.
And, you know, we do have a need to be looking at filling these positions, so there is a reason for the meeting. Okay.
So at that time, we will hopefully have other applications.
Sure hope so.
Yes.
We have to talk to folks.
And we'll set up some interview times, hopefully.
Okay.
With those. All right. I'll entertain a motion to
move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. So it will be.